Good morning, and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. My name is Ron LaRussa. I'll be here till 9 o'clock this morning. We've got a good show today. We're going to check in on James Taylor in advance of his two Boston area shows tonight and tomorrow. We'll talk about another example of what happens when corporations try to take advantage of musical trends that they really don't understand. I'll tell you about a special event to benefit the Plymouth County Suicide Prevention Coalition. And we've got our usuals, Phil's Pick, our One Hit Wonder, and the best rock from all eras. All ahead in the next hour, right here, 91.5 WMFO.
Guitar, jamming good with Webb and Gilly and the spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang, screwed up eyes and screwed down hairdo. Like some cat from Japan, he could lick 'em by smiling, he could leave 'em to hang. They came on so loaded, man, well hung in snow white tan. Time jiving us that we were voodoo. The kids were just crass, he was the Nats with God-given ass. He took it all too far, but boy could he play guitar. Yeah.
That is Everclear, I Will Buy You a New Life, and we heard David Bowie before that, a couple of songs at the top of the hour. Ziggy Stardust and Suffragette City from the 1972 album The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. Well, good morning. Ron LaRussa here on a Monday morning with you today. Have you been caught up in the pickleball craze at all? It seems that a lot of people are playing pickleball. I have not played yet, although I do have my first date to play next weekend, and I'm hoping it's coming true. Well, if you are a pickleball player and you'd like to make a positive impact on your community, there's an event happening next weekend called Pickleball with a Purpose. It is a unique community event combining the fastest growing sport in America, pickleball, with raising awareness for a local charity. That charity is the Plymouth County Suicide Prevention Coalition and a group called Pickleball for Life. They are having an event on Labor Day, September 5th, from 2 to 6, at Pickles Indoor Pickleball Club, located at 357 Columbia Road in Hanover, Mass. It is $50 a participant. You do not need a partner to show up. It's an important event for a good cause. And if you'd like more information, you can go to their website at www.pickleballwithapurpose.com. And if you didn't get all that, I will repeat it again before the end of the show sometime. Well, there was big news affecting the university community last week. Student debt canceled. President Biden finally made good on his promise to eliminate $10,000 and in some cases $20,000 in student debt per student. Very good news for students and their parents. There are those who think that it disadvantages those who worked really hard to get their debts paid. One of them is former Red Sox superstar Curt Schilling. He had tweeted something and I'll read the tweet. It says, "My body, my choice?" Your loan, my responsibility. This isn't loan forgiveness. It's generation of lazy, unaccountable, uneducated children being covered by hardworking, debt-paying Americans. Well, the Twittersphere went nuts and mobilized immediately, accusing him of hypocrisy and noting his ill-fated 38 Studios computer game venture that was awarded $75 million in loan guarantees from the state of Rhode Island. That company failed in 2012, leaving taxpayers on the hook for millions of dollars. So that came down last week, and as I said, as a parent, I can tell you it's very welcome news, and so we go forward. And on the show this morning, we go forward with Phil's pick. My friend Phil from Watertown is loves his music and loves sharing it with us. And I do need to tell you right now that next week on Labor Day Monday, we are going to do a special show that features only the best of Phil's pick. Phil's been doing this for about, I don't know, at least two years now. And so we have a great collection of songs to choose from. And maybe this one will be among them. Let's hear what Phil has in store for us this week.
Hey, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is If I Die Tomorrow by Jack White. Jack White is an American singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and producer. He is best known as the lead singer and guitarist of the duo The White Stripes. White has also enjoyed consistent critical and popular success and is widely credited as one of the key artists in the garage rock revival of the 2000s. He also has his own record company, Third Man Records, which has got a killer roster, so check him out when you get a chance. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
If I died tomorrow, could you find it in your heart to sing? If my mother cries in sorrow, will you help her with the many things that she needs from time to time and day to day? So if I die tomorrow, will you know exactly what to say today? She won't mind the peace of mind. And her heart is careworn. And ever since I was a newborn, I pushed aside this worry for the sake of my life. In peace, I begged and I borrowed everybody's love, and they gave for free. And I wish that I could give it back to them. So if I die tomorrow, will you give them all the love they lend to me?
It's the one that never leaves a trace.
your fill. This is not a test, it's not a drill. Take no prisoners, only kill.
That's one of my favorite later era Fleetwood Mac songs. It's called Peacekeeper from the 2003 album, Say You Will. And we heard Jack White, If I Die Tomorrow, which was Phil's pick. Well, good morning. You're listening to Rock of Ages on WMFO. We play the best rock from all eras. That means the classic rock of the 70s right on through the pop rock of the 2000s through today. It's as if the album rock radio that many of us grew up listening to were still around today. Well, in music news, I promised I would tell you about a story of what happens when corporations try to take advantage of trends they really don't understand. And that happened at Capitol Records. 2 weeks ago, they announced that they had broken into the metaverse by becoming the first major label to sign a virtual rapper named FN Mika. Last week, it ended the partnership after major online backlash against an act that many felt was an insulting caricature of black and hip-hop culture. Just hours before Capitol announced that it has essentially dropped FN Mika, an organization called Industry Blackout posted a condemnation of Capitol Records on Instagram, calling on the label to terminate its partnership with Mika, formally apologize, remove his content from all platforms, and allocate funds spent on FN Mika to charities supporting black youth in the arts and marketing budgets for Capitol's black artists. Calling FN Mika, quote, an amalgamation of gross stereotypes and appropriative mannerisms, Industry Blackout's letter says, this digital effigy is a careless abomination and disrespectful to real people who face real consequences in real life. James Taylor did an interview with the Boston Globe in advance of his concerts at the new MGM Music Hall at Fenway, which are happening tonight and tomorrow. JT is 74 years old now. He lives in the Berkshires and seems very content after a tumultuous early life that included addiction and depression and a very public divorce from Carly Simon. He talked about getting his first guitar at age 12, playing summer gigs on the Vineyard at Boston clubs that had summer outlets down there. Also about his stays at McLean Psychiatric Hospital in Belmont, where he says he spent most of his college tuition money. And he affirms his love for the Boston area, saying, I'm a Sox fan, I'm a Boston boy, I love Massachusetts, I love New England. He says he doesn't want to retire, but the mind is willing and the flesh is weak, meaning he recognizes he can only go on so long. After the shows here in Boston, this week he will be leaving on a European tour, which will take him through Thanksgiving. We haven't listened to any JT in a while. This is from the 1976 album In the Pocket, James Taylor, on Rock of Ages.
You can play the game and you can act out the part, though you know it wasn't written for you. But tell me, how can you stand there with your broken heart, ashamed of playing a fool? But one thing can lead to another. It doesn't take any sacrifice. Oh, father and mother, sister and brother, if it feels nice, don't think twice. Just shower the people you love with love. Show them the way that you feel. Things are gonna widely known. And what you plan to do with your foolish pride when you're all by yourself alone? Once you tell somebody the way that you feel, you can feel it beginning to ease. I think it's true what they say about this squeaky wheel always getting
covered, you boys and girls. London calling, now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania has bitten the dust. London calling, see we ain't got no swing except for the rain and the truncheon thing. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is going thin. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning. I live by the river to the imitation zone. Forget it, brother, you can go in alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't wanna shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no hide, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in. Engines stop running, the wheat is going thin. A nuclear error, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning.
That is London Calling from The Clash. And we heard James Taylor before that, Shower the People, in advance of the two shows he will do tonight and tomorrow night at the new MGM Music Hall at Fenway. You're listening to Rock of Ages on WMFO. This is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for taking me along with you this Monday morning. If you are in the Boston area, you can always listen to us on the radio at 91.5 FM. And if you are out of the market or if you can't listen to us during this particular time slot, check us out on our website. You can stream or hear us on demand on WMFO.org. Well, time for some new music now. The Tedeschi Trucks Band is an American blues rock group. They're based out of Jacksonville. They are led by married couple Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks, and they've always tried to take a unique approach to their music, and their latest, I Am Moon, is no different. Rather than release a single album, they've spread their 24 new songs over four mini-albums. Part 1 landed in early June, with Parts 2 and 3 arriving during the summer, and Part 4 came out finally on last Friday. The whole project is based on the story of Layla and Majnun, a 12th century poem about a separated couple that was described by Lord Byron as the Romeo and Juliet of the East. It is the same work that inspired Eric Clapton's Layla and Other Stories, the Milestone album by Derek and the Dominoes, led by Eric Clapton. Layla and Majnun has already been the basis for an opera, a chamber music piece, and a dance production, and now an album by the Tedeschi Trucks Band. The name of this one is Soul Sweet Song. It's new on Rock of Ages.
After the newborn shadows slowly faded, after your heavy storm was rolled away, rolling, rolling, that's when it finally came to me. Now there's no use wishing for your sweet return.
everything that's old is new again. Oh, that feeling can't help but hear the harmony. Now there's no use wishing for your sweet return, 'cause I see you in the morning sun.
Universal dream for those who wish to see.
The unmistakable sound of Geddy Lee and Rush, that is Limelight. And before that, we heard the new one from the Tedeschi Trucks Band. It's called Soul Sweet Song here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, as always, it was a busy week in music history. A couple things involving the Beatles. This week in 1965, Elvis met the Beatles for the first time when they were brought to the King's L.A. mansion. They hang out, talk music, have a little jam session. John Lennon would say later, if it hadn't been for him, the Beatles would be nothing. And then a year later, this week in 1966, the Beatles played their very last paid concert, wrapping up their tour at Candlestick Park in San Francisco. Kind of hounded by poor sound systems and the rigors of the road, they vow never to return again, and they don't. They turn their attention to studio work instead. This week in 1968, the Democratic National Convention happened in Chicago, where police in riot gear beat protesters who are demonstrating against the Vietnam War. The Doors, Graham Nash, and Chicago all write songs about it. This week in 1977, Jackson Browne plays the Meriwether Post Pavilion in Columbia, Maryland. His performances of Running on Empty and The Loadout Stay are released on the album Running on Empty. This week in 1986, Madonna stars in the movie Shanghai Surprise, which bombs at the box office and is just killed by critics. The film is produced by George Harrison's production company, and he says of the star, she doesn't have a sense of humor, which is unfortunate because it was a comedy. Birthdays this week, Van Morrison will be 77 years old. Michael Jackson was born this week, he would have been 64, and Glenn Tilbrook, formerly of Squeeze, is 65 years old this week. And also this week in 2009, after the latest in a series of incidents between feuding brothers Liam and Noel Gallagher, Oasis finally split, with Noel walking out for good. He said, it is with some sadness and great relief I quit Oasis tonight. People will write and say what they like, but I simply could not go on working with brother Liam a day longer. This is Oasis, Don't Go Away, on Rock of Ages on WMFO.
Say, with all the things caught in my
straight from the Jersey Shore, Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes, Trapped Again. And we heard Oasis before that, and Don't Go Away. We've got our one-hit wonder coming up in just a moment. First, I want to remind you about an event I mentioned earlier. It is sponsored by Pickleball for Life and the Plymouth County Suicide Prevention Coalition. The date is on Labor Day, next Monday, September 5th, from 2 to 6 at Pickles Indoor Pickleball Club, located at 357 Columbia Road in Hanover, Mass. And the event is called Pickleball with a Purpose. There is a $50 entrance fee. You do not need a partner, and it goes to a very, very good cause. To register, you can visit their website at www.pickleballwithapurpose.com. And if you go, say hello to my friend Laura, who is one of the organizers down there. Well, let's do our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. Jon Stewart is an American singer-songwriter who was known for songs that were deeply American, told with myths and metaphors. He started in a folk group called the Kingston Trio, but quit the band when a song he wrote for the Monkees, Daydream Believer, hit it big. After multiple solo albums, he released Bombs Away Dream Babies in 1979, which was produced by Lindsey Buckingham. It contained this album rock radio hit with Stevie Nicks on background vocals. He since went on to write over 600 songs for various artists, but never came close to the success as a performer that he had with this song. Jon Stewart died at the age of 68 in 2008. This is Gold by Jon Stewart, our one-hit wonder on Rock of Ages.
Thank you.
That's all the time we have for today's show. Hope you liked it. This is Ron LaRussa. Join me every week at this time for Rock of Ages here on WMFO. I hope you enjoy the last unofficial week of summer. Have a great Labor Day weekend. Don't forget to join us for a special show next week, the Best of Phil's Pick. That should be fun. Until then, have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.